This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Human Rights Council met in special session on Thursday in Geneva, prompted by increasing concern over atrocities committed against civilians following Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February. A mounting number of reports and testimonies point to possible war crimes in Ukraine, particularly in areas controlled until recently by Russian forces, said UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet.
These killings of civilians often appear to be intentional, carried out by snipers and soldiers. Civilians were killed when crossing the road or leaving their shelters to seek food and water.
Highlighting the latest harrowing findings of UN investigators in the Kyiv and Chernihiv regions, Ms. Bachelet told the forum that 1,000 civilian bodies had been found in the Kyiv region alone. Some had been killed in hostilities, but others appeared to have been summarily executed. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has added his voice to international condemnation of the killing of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian-American reporter for Al Jazeera TV was shot dead on Wednesday while covering an operation by Israeli security forces in Jenin. She was a veteran reporter and wearing a protective vest that clearly identified her as a journalist. In a statement, Mr. Guterres said that he was appalled by the killing before calling for an independent investigation into the incident so that those responsible can be held accountable. There is uncertainty about who fired the fatal shot that killed Ms. Akleh. Journalists at the scene reportedly disputed an Israeli account that Palestinian fighters may have been responsible. To North Korea, also known as DPRK, where the UN Health Agency has said that it is committed to help the country respond to COVID-19 after its first declared infection was reported in the media on Thursday. Responding to UN News, the World Health Organization, WHO, said that it was in touch with the authorities but has yet to receive an official report from the country's health ministry after reports that the highly contagious Omicron variant has been identified. Dr. Edwin Salvador, WHO representative to DPR Korea, said that the UN agency had supported the country in developing its national preparedness and response plan for COVID-19. With partners including UN Children's Fund UNICEF and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, WHO also supported DPR Korea's COVID-19 vaccine deployment plan. The country is eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccines through the UN-partnered COVAX scheme. Daniel Johnson, UN News.